Rock 107 WIRX. It's the Plan B Morning Show. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Good morning.
Morning, buddy. 8:16. Today we got some sunshine. Honestly, gorgeous day. High of 77.
Nice.
Does not feel like October 9th at all.
Yeah, man, it's weird. It's September had to have been one of the hottest Septembers ever, right?
It's great. Yeah, we had like a week with like record high temps.
Yeah.
Nuts. Bananas. Crazy, man. Crazy.
And it hasn't changed.
No. Tonight, mostly clear. A little bit cooler. Low of 53. Tuesday, sunny to start. Then we got some rain. Clouds possible later on in the afternoon. High of 70. And then Wednesday, cloudy chance of rain in the morning. High of 62. That seems about right.
It's tapering off.
But, you know, it's done that, though.
Yeah.
It's weird, man.
It's weird. It's going to be a hot Christmas this
hot.
Year.
Yeah, we're going to have sunshine and 75 for Christmas.
Going to the beach.
This is WTF of the Day on the Plan B Morning Show. Brought to you by Henry's Hamburgers.
And this is definitely a head-scratcher. I don't know why these two ladies thought it necessary to do what they did.
Hmm. Where are they from?
They're from Canada.
Oh, okay.
Canadian, eh?
Hmm?
Two women from Canada in their 20s named Kelsey Mast and Samantha Toop escaped from prison in Edmonton Monday night. Okay? Last Monday.
Broke out.
Got out of there. They got outside the building, scaled a fence, took off running, and the guards didn't realize they were gone for about 30 minutes. Mm. Canadian jails, you know, they're pretty trustworthy.
A little head start.
We're going to let you go outside there, eh? But don't you go running off now. They were still on the run 24 hours later until someone in downtown Edmonton recognized them from the news and called it in. So police started searching the area, trying to find these ladies.
Where'd they go?
They eventually found both women at a business called Side Quest Adventures, which had a bunch of escape rooms set up for Halloween. So they broke out and then went to a place where you had to break out. I don't understand it.
Let's double up.
It's not clear if they were there to do the escape rooms or just wanted to hide from the cops, but they walked in, said they were from out of town, and asked to see one of the rooms before they bought tickets. An employee was giving them a tour when the police showed up, so they didn't get a chance to do the escape room. But, you know, seeing their record, they probably would have crushed it.
So it's so weird, though.
I don't understand.
I think you would go out of town first.
Yeah, yeah.
The first place
just
that
keep
would
going.
Go. Right.
Just keep going. Don't get hung up. Just run.
Run. Catch a bus.
I will say though, they probably escaped from one and they were feeling pretty cocky and they're like, all right, we're gonna go to these escape rooms. We're gonna do a record time.
Right.
Get our name on the wall, like on a plaque or something.
Bunch of morons.